Hey, Bob, one of the things that people talk to us about is having people over in their backyard and they're having a big party and they're distracted and they don't cook the things that are on their grill properly because they're hanging out with their buddies. They're talking about all the things that are going on inside. The wives are inside. The guys are out on the deck. And it all usually comes back to they overcook their pork. And they're okay with burgers. They're okay with chicken. But it stumbles when it comes to pork chops, pork loin, and whole pieces of big freaking pork.
I think chicken's the same way, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Women in particular are really worried about seeing anything pink in meat.
Right.
Pork is now 145 degrees. Earlier in the show, you started off on a run on your ThermoPen. Why? Because a ThermoPen's so freaking awesome.
Right.
So you got to have a good thermometer in your pocket. Just get a ThermoPen. Let's make this a ThermoPen commercial. Okay, if you don't know what a ThermoPen is, it's not like a pencil box. Right. But it's kind of about the size of a big knife you would fold up and put in your pocket.
Right.
And you just pull out this little probe on it, so it could be a knife, and it's got this shank on it that you stab in the meat, and it reads the temperature in 3 seconds. It's made in Utah by ThermoWorks. It's the best meat thermometer in the world, period.
They just came out with a new one that's completely waterproof, and they're selling the ones that you and I have right now for a discounted price because there's absolutely nothing
really?
Wrong with them.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you telling me?
Well, there's an M. There's a new one out called M4.
Oh my gosh!
And the ones that we have are not the M4s. They're supposed to read a little quicker, be a little more accurate. But I'm going to tell you what, we've been using these ThermoPens for years, and they're
Brian,
perfectly fine.
Get on the phone and get to ThermoWorks right now. Get them on the phone.
Right, yeah.
I'm on it.
Right.
We have outdated equipment.
Right.
I'm incensed.
Right.
But basic ThermoPen, though. That's really cool. Where did you see that? They send
you
an email?
I just got an email. Yeah, I got an email. I think it was just somebody advertising they were the sponsor of their show. Must be better than we are as far as...
Is that Bobby Flagan? Yeah. I'm going to punk him.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so ThermoWorks, great company. They make something called the ThermoPen. What's the new unit called?
It's an M as in Mark IV, I think is what it's called, an M4.
M4.
And I haven't done the comparison to ours, but I'm going to tell you what. The ones we have work perfect, and they're on sale right now. They're $25-$35 off because they're trying to promote the new ones rather than the old ones.
So how much is a new one?
They're $99, and I think the ones that we have that used to be $99 are like $69.
I want the new one.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay, ThermoWorks, if you're listening, send us 4.
Right, yeah, 2 for Bob, 2 for me, and then we'll give a couple away. Do the math. I'm giving one. Bob's giving one, right? That's how it all works. So, Bob, it's interesting that you talk about the grill temps because it's very important. Everybody's equipment is completely different. You go from grill to grill to grill. They all cook different. They all cook quicker or slower. And the one consistent thing that you have is the ThermoPen, where you can test the temperature of whatever it is you're grilling and make sure it doesn't get overdone. Because the number one problem, bar none, the number one problem when you're grilling is overcooking what it is you're grilling. It dries out. It's no good. The flavor's charred. There's a whole myriad of reasons why you do not want to overcook your meat. And the ThermoPen is the key, or a digital thermometer. But again, ThermoPen's not even a sponsor of our show.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. But my point is that we found a piece of equipment. We want to turn you guys and gals onto it, is that this is what works. Get one, and they're on sale right now. I saw it on the internet. So,
thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are produced this weekend by Mr. Brian Fonger, the Wizard of the Board. Thank you, sir.